The following is a presentation by YSN, your sports network.
All right, Potter Nation, we are back live tonight at the beautiful Potter Fieldhouse for a OVAC tournament exhibition game between our East Liverpool Potters and the visiting Wellsville Tigers, who the last time in this building, Anson Wigan, came in guns a-blazing and took it to the East Liverpool Potters, who were without point guard and leader Trayshawn Jackson. And there was nothing that the Potters could do that night to slow down Wellsville, as they were dominant all night. And what was almost a 20-point victory, I think.
Yeah, it was never in question. Wellsville Tigers came out of the locker room and jumped on our Potters very quickly, early and often. I mean, they had a very high percentage shooting first quarter, and the Potters just couldn't get in a rhythm without their leader. Like I was telling you earlier this afternoon, you know, just missing your point guard, just to know that there's a steady hand that can handle the basketball, see the court, knock down, you know, three or four three-pointers in a basketball game. It mentally frustrates you because you got to run. You know, the Potters don't have another one position player to handle that point guard spot, so they rotated several guys in that evening. And it didn't work very well at all, and Wellsville had an easy, I mean, it was a, they ran away with it. It was a Saturday night. I try to forget it because I canceled all other plans to come up here and watch the Potters drop a tough one, because we didn't do the game on the radio because
we were on the
speaker that evening. And maybe now that we're all back in the right spots, including Jackson and Woodyard's back tonight, those are going to be two keys to victory this evening.
Yeah, it's really hard for the Potters to make things happen with Trayshawn Jackson not on the floor. Not only... Rob Kelly giving you a hard time over here. Not only does he control the ball most of the time for the Potters, he makes a lot of things happen for them. He's the floor general. He's the leader. He's dishing. He's shooting. You know, averaging 17, 18 points a game is on top of that. So when you take him out off the floor, not only do you lose your floor general and your main ball handler, you're losing 17, 18 points a night. So hard to overcome that. They went three or four games without him, but the Potter team been much better since he came back, which was at Beaver Local, 15-point victory, his first night back, and he's been solid ever since. So having him back is huge tonight for the Potters against Wellsville. They played a box and one on Gabe Roach that night, and tonight you're not going to be able to do that because you can't leave Trayshawn Jackson open. So it'll be interesting. Wellsville, very athletic. Fun to watch. Garrett Scott, he reminds me a lot of Peyton Reed. Real gritty, real aggressive, makes things happen, real good ball handler. And who else was there that night that was real hot? It was the Suggs kid.
Everybody touch a basketball was hot that night. All the guards. Which number is Scott?
Scott is
number four, walking right in front of us here. Yeah, he had a solid game that night. It just seemed like even the big guy that's out here shooting the three-pointers, he was underneath just cleaning house that night. Every shot that went up, he was wiping the boards clean and just laying them back in for two. Hopefully with the return of Nick Woodyard tonight. I think Nick Woodyard may have been the difference between the Potters getting a victory the other night versus dropping a close one against the Oakland Golden Bears, who it was a good game. The Potters stayed with them the entire game and fought and fought and fought and just came up. They had a couple key possessions in the last minute 10 of the basketball game. They were unable to convert. Oakland was able to go down and knock down their free throws. The rest is history. The Potters dropped a close one, but with Woodyard coming back, Peyton Reed didn't see many minutes in that fourth quarter of action against the Golden Bears, but with Woodyard back, Trayshawn Jackson back, Wellsville's going to get a little bit different of a look. Gannon Irvine and Timmy Neal. I want to say that Wellsville game may have been one of their first games back in action. They looked really, really green that night. So hopefully they've settled in. And Coach Conley, hard thing for Coach Conley, I was talking to somebody today at the bank at work, was trying to establish a good rotation, because you want to get certain guys in there like Browning. Browning knows where to be. He's the big fundamental.
Right.
Peyton Reed gets in there and grinds it up. And can cause a lot of commotion on the defensive end of the basketball court as well as the offensive end. And then you got Neil and Irvine with just their pure athleticism. You want athletes like that on the court as well without messing up your rhythm, you know, of Roach, who's been getting to the hoop a little bit more, O'Hara, who's been being a factor on both ends of the court, and Trayshawn Jackson. Throw Jalen Mowman into the mix. They just got a lot of guys that are right there.
Fresh haircut, Jalen Mowman. Did you see that?
Yeah, he clean cut.
Man, looking good.
You have to get a different helmet size if he was playing football. And in the house, we got Chippy Ray. For any of those Potter Nation fans out there that were around when the field house was packed, he probably doesn't recognize what's even going on in here. He refereed when I graduated in 1995. Had a real good speaking relationship with Nick Aloy.
43 years of officiating experience. Crazy.
So it looks like he's here with a couple young guys, and hopefully we get a clean called game. Wellsville came out with the blueprint of success against the Potters, and they played physical man-to-man defense. That's what's given the Potters a lot of trouble this year. Until they decide to square up, triple threat position, and take their man off the dribble and get inside, they're going to struggle if they don't do that. If they continue to run around the perimeter, that man-to-man defense gives the Potters a lot of headache. So we'll see how Coach Conley makes the adjustment for the second time around against the Wellsville Tigers.
Should be an exciting call here. We are going to take a quick break, and the East Liverpool Choir, led by Mrs. Leita Enzinger, will take you through the national anthem.
He's loud.
We're going to do it.
Robert Kelly.
We're going to do it a little backwards tonight. First, we're going to announce the official.
Maybe he'll sing like the Oakland guy. He's really loud on that microphone.
I mean, I can really hear him through these headphones.
Yeah.
Let me take this off just to see how loud it really is. All right. As always, a beautiful job there by the East Liverpool High School Choir, led by Miss Lisa Enzinger in the national anthem. And your MC for tonight, Robert Kelly, will announce the starters.
He's loud and he's proud tonight. You can hear him in the background as well as they'll get. Gets introduced before the home team Potters. It doesn't look like we're going to have the scoreboard this evening for our stats. We're flying blind, no pep band.
It's an off night here at the Fieldhouse. Cameron Davis, a starter for Wellsville. Garrett Scott, who we talked about here in the pregame. Number 12, Derek Stuggs, who was huge against the Potters last time here in the Fieldhouse, the Wellsville victory. And then here's the guy you talked about, number 35, Tristan Hinkle. And rounding out the starting five, number 24.
Yeah, Wellsville, they just had their way with the Potters the first round. We put it on the ground, they stole it. We passed it, they stole it. We shot it, missed it, they rebounded it. And then the other end of the court on the offensive end, they were just giving it to the Potters. So the Potters got to show a little bit of Potter pride here tonight. They end up tall. And it looks like Isaiah Browning is getting the start tonight. That's a little different look than we've got the last few games. Trayshawn Jackson, the sophomore, the sensational sophomore, back in action. Gives the refs five, but gives Buck Thompson a little snide. Didn't get over there and give him a little fist bump.
Right?
And
Rob Kelly's so loud over here, I can't even think straight. My goodness. It's so loud.
He thinks there's 3,000 fans in here.
I'm not sure if it's him or if it's
our.
Yeah, Peyton Reed tonight. I had the starters. I didn't go over in the pregame. Browning, Roach, Jackson, Reed, and O'Hara.
We're used to the soft but powerful voice of Mr. Robert H. Kelly.
That's right.
Not Mr. Robert T. Kelly.
All right, so we're going to get started here for tip-off. Wellsville Tigers against East Liverpool Potters in the OVAC tournament exhibition game. Decent crowd. Not a bad crowd here tonight.
Not bad, especially because I talked to three or four people at work, and I know my wife did as well. And there were several people that didn't even know there was a game tonight.
Right.
So unless you're on the EL Hoops website, you may not even recognize that there was a game this evening. So
I'm not even sure if it was mentioned in the papers today.
All things considering, Gabe Roach is going to jump it up for us. I'll let you go ahead. You got the rosters. You can do first half. And
here we go.
I'll settle in and learn some names.
Jackson will control the tip, and it'll be Potter ball. Here we go, right side, Peyton Reed. He thought about it.
I like the change. I like the change.
Oh, good cut by O'Hara.
Oh, and
inside.
One.
No foul, but bucket is good. Good head fake by O'Hara.
Patented head fake. I also was talking to somebody today that the patented diamond press has gone by the wayside, maybe because we don't quite have the speed at the guards, but the Potters come out in the 2-2-1 patented press. Scott gets away with a travel there.
Inside, bucket's good by number 35, Tristan Hinkle. Good ball movement by Wellsville.
Oh, good look.
To O'Hara. O'Hara kicks it back in the left-hand corner to Peyton Reed. Hand off to Jackson right in front of us. Left side of the court.
Oh.
Jackson thought about squaring up for three there.
I thought he had the little step back. Just give him an inch. He'll take a mile on you.
O'Hara, the long arms. The airport
Beautiful.
To the hole.
Boom.
Great job by Brendan O'Hara.
The Potters still 2-2-1 press. Browning anchors the backside. O'Hara and Reed up top.
Suggs gets it to the middle. They kick it out to the right side to Scott.
Scott inside
to Cameron Davis. And back to Scott. Little give and go. Bucket good. And it's 4-4.
The Potter press ineffective so far. Gabe Roach with the patented.
Well, Browning goes up hard. Perfect. Swatted away by Suggs. And here come the Wellsville Tigers. Suggs, he's going to pull back out into the corner. Cameron Davis.
No good.
No good.
What's Browning doing? Browning was face guarding instead of boxing.
Rebound came right back over his head.
I don't think he knew the shot went up.
He's going to pick up the foul. Browning's first. Team first for the Potters as the Tigers will inbound. Kick it back out to Suggs. He thought about the deep one. And they will reset. With Scott on the left side. What a pass inside to Hinkle. Bucket good. Great look by Suggs.
Yeah, the Potters in a matchup zone defense just completely lost track of Hinkle on the back side, and that's a very weak pass.
Deal by Wellsville. They're going to go all the way down.
Thought he was out
Bucket's
of bounds.
Good. Brandon Patterson, yeah, he touched the ball out of bounds, but no call. And here come the Potters the other way. 8-4 Wellsville. 5:54 to go. First quarter, Jackson. Kicks it there. Gets it back to Roach. Heavily guarded there by Cameron Davis. Roach to the hole. Little floater. No good. Gets
good.
It to rebound. And bucket's good.
Roach, that's what he has to do is attack the hoop a little bit. And Browning gets beat.
Oh, look at this. Home run pass to Cameron Davis from Garrett Scott. Bucket good. 10-6. Wellsville. O'Hara right side. Give and go. Back in. Oh, good read there by the Wellsville defender, Brandon Patterson. And here comes Suggs the other way.
Charge.
Suggs to the hole, draws a little contact, floater off the rim, And
a good rebound.
Old Roach had a home run to O'Hara, but he pulls it back down, and here comes Jackson the other way.
Three ball.
Jackson from way downtown. That's long.
Yep.
O'Hara battles inside. No good. Hinkle comes down with it.
Turn
quickly
around.
Out to Cameron Davis, and here come the Tigers the other way. Scott, left side, dribble drive to the lane. No cutter there. Kicks it back to Suggs. Suggs for three, and it's good. 13-6 Wellsville, 4:50 to go, first quarter.
Potters need to settle in a little bit on the offensive end, but the defensive end has been very lackluster so far. Only 3.5 minutes into the first quarter. Wellsville's having their way at the offensive end. The Potters are going to have to dig in on defense or make a little bit of a chink.
Reed with the ball, handoff to Jackson at the top of the key. Jackson, dribble drive, nice look inside to Peyton Reed off the glass. Great pass by Jackson. Petey with the bucket. It's 13-8. Potters. Trap here.
Oh, nobody there.
Charlie. Patterson. No contact inside. Hinkle cleans up the glass. Not enough contact there
no.
to take the charge.
He was a little deep. He tried to draw the charge.
Oh, good move by Isaiah Browning to
way
the hole.
Way to assert yourself. Nice assertive move by Browning there. 15-10, Tigers.
O'Hara. Gets it out to Cameron Davis. Davis is going to think about a 12-footer. No good. Oh, Reedy just misses picking off that pass. And there he is, Garrett Scott. The three-pointer for the Tigers. And that's going to lead Coach Conley to a 30-second timeout. Folks, we're going to take this 30 seconds. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Are you tired of, well, being tired? It may be time to change the way you sleep. At Tri-County Mattress by Appointment, we don't have pushy salespeople with agendas or markup prices for blowout sales. Our strategy is simple. Give us a text or call us to set up an appointment. Pick out a mattress from our large inventory, then take it home or have it delivered. Did we mention all of our mattress sets are 50 to 80% off? Call for an appointment today. 330-886-2660. Or stop by during the week from 9 to 3. Tri-County Mattress by Appointment. Save time, save money, sleep better.
The Potters make no substitution changes, but I'm sure they're going to change their defensive setup on the next trip as the Potters do control the ball down 8 points, 3:43 to go first quarter.
Just like the last few nights here at the Fieldhouse, everything going for the visiting team, hitting everything. Look at this backdoor cut to O'Hara. Comes back down with it. He's going to kick it back out to Peyton Reed. Peyton Reed thought about the three. And he's going to hand it back off to O'Hara, top of the key. Crossover, handoff to Roach.
I feel like the matchup O'Hara versus 24 there could be a little mismatch.
Oh, nice cut off the hands of O'Hara. Good pass by Reedy. Here comes Scott the other way. And they come up with it in the corner. That's Suggs. Gets it back to Cameron Davis. And Scott will reset at the top of the key. Davis, Suggs in the corner for three. Got it. Here we go. It's three-point party here at the Fieldhouse again tonight for the visiting team as Wellsville extends to a 21-10 lead.
Especially down in that far corner. Must be magic. Magic spot down there because everybody that's been in here since Christmas is knocked down.
And hitting
3 points.
So Wellsville will inbound the ball. Garrett Scott will control the offense for the Tigers. Good screen at the top of the key there. Roach able to get by it. And Wellsville will throw it into the corner to Cameron Davis. Crossover on Jackson. Into the corner. Another three-pointer. Oh, my good. Nope, two on the line. Two-pointer. It's 23-10. And inside to Browning. Good pass there by Roach. And it'll be a foul on Hinkle for Wellsville. And Browning will go to the line for two shots. 23 points in the first quarter for Wellsville.
2:20 to go.
2:20 to go. Wow. Browning's first up and good. 23-11. 2:21 to go first quarter. All Wellsville so far. Browning's second one up and good as well.
Good looking stroke from the line. The Potters got to get some defensive stands here.
Here comes Suggs for Wellsville. Gets it back to Scott at the top of the key.
Every pressure by Roach. I like to see that make him work a little bit.
Cameron Davis on your left side, guarded closely by Jackson. Hinkle's going to fire from way downtown, and that was in and out.
In and out.
The big man gets it to Roach on the left side. Going to be a foul and one.
So good body control by Roach as he went up. He got undercut by one defender, and the other guy came over and bodied him up. Actually, they did call it on 35 Hinkle, and Roach was able to use the left hand and go high off the glass.
Nice shot by Roach. Like you said, good body control. And it's good. Just like that, it's an 8-point game.
So 1:55 to go first quarter. If the Potters can come up with a stand here, get the ball back, and convert it into some points, it's going to be a very respectable, competitive first period of play.
Scott with the ball for Wellsville, guarded by Roach. He's at the top of the key. Nice spin move by Scott. He's going to kick it out. No, he keeps it, and it's rejected. And Browning's going to come up with it. And
there's
here comes Roach the other way. Fast break for the Potters. Kicks it to Jackson.
I like to see that.
In the corner, and Davis is all over Trayshawn. Browning, spin move,
and one.
Oh, that's not a travel, but they got Browning. I think he might have dragged that back foot just a little too much. He went a long way. There's still an 8-point deficit for the Potters with a minute 25 to go. And Garrett Scott in no hurry to get the ball across half court. Here we go. Sugg, right side. Loses it, but he gets it back inside to number 24. And Roach has got it. Here we go. Fast break for the Potters. One on three. Oh,
nice
move. Oh, they're going to call a travel.
He never stopped dribbling. Did he?
I don't think so. The Euro step. You know, sometimes the Euro step will confuse an official, and that could have done that there. This Roach came out of three guys with a pretty clean look on the left side, but travel called, and here comes Wellsville the other way. Suggs is going to fire from way downtown. I think Torma got a piece of it, but it doesn't matter. And it's a 26-15 Wellsville lead with 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. Here comes Roach, good look inside to Browning, kicks it back out to Jackson. He thought about it. He's going to dribble drive. Nothing there. Back to O'Hara. O'Hara for three. Long.
No, come on.
Nobody attacked.
Everybody
and here comes Garrett Scott the other way. Throws it up. Good defense there by O'Hara. Gets it out to Jackson. And up and good. Nice.
Good body control again by Trayshawn Jackson, as he always does.
26-17, Potters cut it to 9, 11 seconds. Jackson all over Suggs, gets it to Davis.
Yeah,
five on the clock.
Characteristic there of Jackson. He usually
fire.
Jackson doesn't usually belly him up like that. I like to see that out of Trayshawn.
Well, he figured, I got no fouls.
Yeah.
First quarter is winding down, and I'm going to D this guy up so he don't get a shot off. And it works. No shot off for Wellsville as time expires in the first quarter. 26-17. Wellsville. We'll be right back after a quick word from our sponsors.
You could be driving a Honda.
You could be driving a Honda today at the Honda store in Boardman, Eastern Ohio's number one volume Honda dealership. Honda means economy and performance. And the Honda store has a great selection of brand new Hondas, plus the best certified pre-owned cars. Come in for the latest in financing, lease, and down payment options at the Honda store, Route 224 in Boardman, or go online to honda-store.com.
All right, we're back. The scoring fest in the field house. 43 points in the first quarter, Wig.
43 points, three fouls, not a lot of whistles. A couple traveling calls that I believe they could have let go. But nonetheless, the Potters trail by 9 points. Coming into the second quarter, and Wellsville will control the ball as well. Gannon Irvine checked in, and Logan Tormas checked into the ball game for the Potters.
Garrett Scott with the ball top of the key. He goes for a backdoor cut. Good defense there by Roach. They get it back to Suggs.
Orman hit the deck hard, not sure what happened there.
Suggs to Patterson. Back to Suggs.
We're running the old motion offense. Passing cut, passing cut, passing cut. Hoping one of the Potters breaks down.
No good so far for Wellsville. Cameron Davis, top of the key. Kicks it out to Scott. Crossover, nothing going there. Rawson. freshly into the game for Wellsville. And Davis is going to fire a three-pointer, and it's good, and it just continues to fall, the three-pointers here in the field house. Roach, good look inside to Irving. Irvine kicks it out to O'Hara.
O'Hara with a great head fake.
Back to Irvine. Nice little stroke there. Number 14, Gannon Irvine from about 15 feet.
O'Hara with a killer head fake on the three-pointer.
Oh, man.
I'd like to see him take one dribble under and get himself three free throws there. Nate Scott with the illegal screen up top.
Yeah.
Tried to get Irvine, who was a little more agile getting around the screen than he thought he could be, and stuck the hip out there.
Great job by Irvine there, too, selling that and getting through that. Otters need to capitalize here, down by 10, Wiggs. 6:53 to go, second quarter, 29-19 Wellsville. Torma, right side for the Potters, guarded by Suggs. Gets it back out to Jackson. Scott is all over Trayshawn Jackson. No room to breathe for the point guard. Nice crossover there. Looks inside to O'Hara. O'Hara back out to Roach. Roach for three. Way downtown. Long.
He was looking left when he shot. I don't think he got his eyes squared back up on the hoop.
Here comes Rawson, and there's a steal by Roach. Here we go. Roach has got numbers. 2-on-1. And that's going to be a foul on Suggs.
I actually thought Roach was going to one-hand pass that over to Irvine, running the lane, but before he could, he got
blasted.
Bellied up and blasted for the block.
So Potters will inbound here, 6:22 to go, second quarter, 29-19, into O'Hara, left side to Torma, Torma to Jackson, nothing there, Scott's all over him, to Irvine, handoff back to Jackson.
Jackson's looking to get that little step back three, but there's a lot of confusion because there's a lot of bodies in the area.
Roach, baseline, nice little move. And in and out.
The roll.
Couldn't get the roll. And here comes Suggs the other way for Wellsville. Suggs to Rawson. Rawson, nice move to the lane. And that's going to be a foul on Logan Torma. That'll be Torma's first, team second.
Just a very assertive move by Rawson. Torma looked like he was set up like he was going to take a charge. Rawson and Juro stepped around him, and Torma had nothing to do but grab him by the arm. And Levi George? There's a Levi George sighting.
Here he is. Missed multiple weeks with a broken wrist. Going to give O'Hara a breather. 31-19. Wellsville. That was Friday night. Wellsville. 5:48 to go, second corner. Torma with the ball for the Potters. Right side to Jackson. Oh, nice fat court pass by Trayshawn Jackson to Torma. Fuck it, good.
Everybody was watching the motion go up top. Torma snuck back door just for the nice little slice and dice. It's a walk.
Wow, there no call there. I don't know how that didn't get called. Torma.
Grab the ball.
Torma tips it to Jackson, and it goes out of bounds, though, off Cameron Davis of the Wellsville Tigers, so it'll be Potter ball, 31-21, Wellsville.
So in my opinion here, we want 23 or 24 to have the ball. Out of the other three options, Scott, Suggs,
and Davis,
the other guard who just poured in a three. So while Bug Thompson goes with this lineup, that's got to be the focus. The Potters can get right back in it right here.
Torma to Levi George on the right side. Levi George, and that's going to be a charge. Matthew Rawson. Standing tall in the lane. Charge is going to be on George.
I was blocked off. I couldn't tell. Fans, the faithful fans didn't argue the call.
Nope. No oohs and ahs from the crowd. So
Levi George right back into the game after the broken hand. Tries to create some magic and gets called for the charge. 23 walks every time he touches the ball.
Inside. Foul's going to be on Roach or Irvine as Rawson cuts to the lane. Foul's on Roach. Rob Kelly talking while the guys at the line shooting.
Was he?
Yeah. He's trying to get us a little advantage over here. He messed up the name, and then he said it again while he was mid-stroke. At his foul shot.
Well, home court advantage somehow.
That's right. Jackson, handoff from George the other way. Torma went for the cut.
Jackson thought he was spotting up in the corner for the three and
floated it out to him and nobody home.
The punter's in danger here. It's getting down more than the 12 spot they've already given the Tigers, and they got to stand up and play some defense right here.
Scott, right side for the Tigers. Nothing going there. Over to Patterson. Patterson, handoff to Cameron Davis. Oh, good backdoor cut by Patterson, and even a better pass by Davis. And it's a 14-point Tiger lead here in the field house. Roach, top of the key, spin move. Left hand, off the glass, no good. And here come the Wellsville Tigers the other way. He gets it out to Scott. Scott back to Rawson. Tigers are running the floor.
Yeah.
And Potters aren't getting back on defense. Good transition by Wellsville. And that's why it's a 16-point lead right now, Wig.
Yeah, the Potters are getting beat from end to end. Woodyard and O'Hara are going to check in to try to stop the bleeding. And the Potters need an answer. They got to find an answer. Someone's got to step up. The last few possessions have been very erratic.
Confidence by Wellsville tonight. I mean, they're just very confident. I mean, 37 points already here and plenty of time to go in the second quarter. So their field goal percentage is pretty darn good, I promise you that. They haven't missed much.
No, even from the outside, they're five or six three-pointers deep already. Everything else has come from a layup standpoint. And that's why it's a 16-point lead. And like you said, 37 early points in this first half. The Potters, like I said, have to find an answer. But right now, the answer is just going to be a little bit of effort at both ends of the court. They're getting beat from end to end, and there's no excuse really for that.
You are right. So we've seen Woodyard and O'Hara head to the scorer's table to check in off the timeout. So Woodyard, Neal, O'Hara, Jackson, and Irvine. This is a set of five we haven't seen, I don't think.
No,
and if we have, it's been very limited.
This combination, it's been a while.
This is a very athletic starting five here. Yep. Irvine, right side to Woodyard. Woodyard to Jackson. Jackson's going to fire for three, and it's long. And there's Woodyard and Timmy Neal battling inside. Great job by Timmy Neal to come down with the rebound. O'Hara, spin move to Irvine into Neal. Good ball movement by the Potters. Jackson to the lane. Okie doke.
A little old man.
Old man basketball.
Up and under on the other side. A badly needed basket with 3:30 to go here in the second quarter.
Crossover. Suggs kicked it out to Rawson for three. No good. And there's Woodyard. And that's going to be a foul on number 24, Brandon Patterson.
So Woodyard,
great positioning Woodyard, by Woodyard.
And when he went up for the basketball, they actually both had their hands on the basketball. And he was very wise to go ahead and take one step backwards and pull the ball forward in order to draw the over the back. The Potter's in a little disarray right here. Not sure who's taking the ball out of bounds, who's handling against the full court pressure. It'll be Jackson versus Scott.
Here we go. Jackson gets it across the stripe. A lot of pressure by Wellsville. They're going to look for a trap in the corner to get it back out to Irvine. Irvine resets off the screen. There's Neal.
Irvine, not a three-point threat, but he can slash to the hoop with the best of them.
O'Hara.
O'Hara just smart, knows how to get his shot.
Battling inside. Look at this. Nick Woodyard getting in there and getting dirty. And he's going to draw the foul on Wellsville, and that's going to be on Matthew Rawson.
So O'Hara bobbed and weaved his way into the hoop. Somebody got a piece of the shot. Woodyard grabbed it, went back up, and earned himself two free throws here.
So Nick Woodyard comes off the bench. Immediate impact for the Potters on the board at both ends, and then he nails the free throw, and it's 37-24 Wellsville with 2:59 to go in the first half.
And the decidedly noticed factor is the Potter youth versus the Tiger men that have to go home and shave at night. They got full-grown beards, and the Potters with their fresh face. Sophomores out there. It's an entire sophomore lineup on the court right now. Woodyard, Jackson.
It is an entire sophomore lineup. You're right. That's
very, very, very young Potter lineup out there on the court. Very rare do you see the Potters trot out five sophomores, and they're out there right now against I don't have the classes for the Tigers, but every team we play seems like They've got seniors, juniors, sprinkled in with a little bit of sophomores, where the Potters are the inverse of that. But nonetheless, only trail here. I thought they actually had the ball. It's 12 points without the ball, so they really, like a broken record, need another defensive stand.
So Garrett Scott for Wellsville inbound the ball right in front of us, and he'll put it into Darian Suggs. Suggs, great game in the JV game for the Tigers.
He played the JV game and started the...
There's two of them. Darian Suggs and number 12 started Suggs, yeah.
Okay.
And they look a lot alike.
Gotcha.
So Scott, right side, dribble drive to the hole, goes up, and foul called. Weak whistle.
So Nick Woodyard will pick that foul up.
And Garrett Scott will shoot two shots for the Tigers. First one up, and good.
So, Scott, I'm going to assume Scott's a senior, just by the way that he plays offense and defense.
No, I don't think he is. I think he's a junior, actually.
Solid junior.
Nate Scott, his brother, was here last year. He was
a
senior, so I think he's a
sophomore
or junior. I'm not sure.
Plays under real good composure.
There's Irvine, handoff to Jackson. Jackson looks for the screen. Looks inside the kneel, nobody home. Back to O'Hara. Oh, nice backdoor cut by Irvine. He missed him. He slipped out of it. I think that's why he missed him. And there's Jackson, right side. Forces it in, and Darian Suggs with the steal for Wellsville. Gets it out to Scott, and two shots. Coach Buck Thompson saying, make the layup over here for the Wellsville Tigers. Peyton Reed's going to check into the ballgame for the Potters. I would imagine replacing Irvine.
But a B from Braun coming in now.
Bowman and Peyton Reed check in, replacing Timmy Neal and Gannon Irvine. So now three sophomores and a junior. 40-25 Wellsville, 2:04 to go in the second quarter. Jackson, right side, off the screen. Oh, man, had two guys there. Cut in, Bowman and Woodyard both. As Wellsville in a little zone? Are they playing zone?
They're
switching all matchup zone?
Yeah, I think they're switching every single pick.
Bowman, nice move by Jackson. Head fake off the glass. Bucket good.
Beautiful. He moves his head and his shoulders so well while keeping his eyes up. And the dribble going.
You called it best, old man basketball, and it still works.
He gives the look away like no other, and they think that he's going to pass it or shoot it, and then he ends up just going for a layup. That's a late whistle.
Oh, wow.
Both of his hands were up. Brennan O'Hare with a good block. The Wellsville player falls to the ground and buys the call there. That was a definite miss there by the stripe.
Scott will be at the line for two shots for Wellsville. They're saying they got him, came over and said he bodied him as Scott drains the first one. Scott very quick off the dribble, that first step. Second shot up, and it's good. 42-27 Wellsville, folks. Minute 16 to go here in the first half. And here comes O'Hara for the Potters. Gets it to Jackson on the right side. Back top of the key to Woodyard. Woodyard all the way in.
Over the back.
No good. And here comes Suggs the other way behind the back. Move. Gets
Peyton
it to Ross.
Set up for the charge.
Back to Scott for three. It's long. And it's going to be Potter basketball. Nice hustle there by the Tigers, but Jackson comes away with it. And here we go. Wellsville very good at getting back here.
Yeah.
Potter's had...
They get bad
numbers.
They get in all the passing lanes.
Yep. Woodyard to the lane. Swatted by Suggs. And here comes Rawson the other way. Back to Suggs. He thought about a three-pointer.
Roman comes down hard on his ankle. He went up to block the three. went up to block the three and came down very hard.
Right ankle? It looks pretty limp.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, folks, injury timeout here at the Potter Fieldhouse, 44-27, Wellsville, 25.3 seconds to go here in the first half. We'll be right back after a quick word from our sponsors.
You could be driving a Honda.
You could be driving a Honda today at the Honda store in Boardman, Eastern Ohio's number one volume Honda dealership. Honda means economy and performance, and the Honda store has a great selection of brand new Hondas, plus the best certified pre-owned cars. Come in for the latest in financing, lease, and down payment options at the Honda store, Route 224 in Boardman, or go online to honda-store.com.
I love Honda.
Unhappy Wellsville Tiger fan back there. 44-27.
He's got dinner reservations.
He does. A hot shooting, hot scoring night for the visiting Wellsville Tigers. 44 points here in the first half for the Tigers. And they lead the Potters by 17 points with 23.6 seconds to go here. Jackson crosses the stripe to O'Hare on the left side. Back to Reed. Reed's going to fire three.
Got a piece of it.
And here come Wellsville the other way, 10 seconds and ticking here in the first half. We've seen a shot go in at the end of every half so far here for a while. 2 seconds.
Get it up.
1 second. Roach fires it up, and it's long off the glass. So the Potters, they're going to have their work cut out for them in the second half, Wigan. Down 17. Wellsville did everything right in the first half.
27 points first quarter. 27 points second quarter.
No. 17.
54.
Yeah,
they had 17?
17. 27-37, yeah, 17. 27 and 17. So 44-27 at half.
So they cooled off a little bit. We need them to continue that 10-point downward trend. Put up 7 in the third quarter.
We can chip away at the lead. Folks, we're going to take some time out. We're going to grab something to eat. Watch the halftime festivities, and we'll be back to take you through second half. Potters down 17, 44-27 to Wellsville.
Newcastle School of Trades has more than 70 years of experience training skilled technicians, allowing us to develop and refine our instruction methods over decades while keeping our sights set firmly on the future. We know that when you're looking for trade schools in the Pennsylvania and Ohio area, you want to find an institution with knowledgeable instructors and up-to-date equipment. Newcastle School of Trades, East Liverpool Campus. Real people, real training, real jobs. Teaching America's trades since 1945. For more information, call now, 330-368-3130, or visit our website, www.nctrades.edu.
You could be driving a Honda.
You could be driving a Honda today at the Honda store in Boardman, Eastern Ohio's number one volume Honda dealership. Honda means economy and performance, and the Honda store has a great selection of brand new Hondas, plus the best certified pre-owned cars. Come in for the latest in financing, lease, and down payment options at the Honda store, Route 224 in Boardman, or go online to honda-store.com.
Lib's Market Cafe and Eatery on East State Street in Salem is your one-stop shop for specialty coffee and scratch-baked pastries. Come in and try our daily specials that include our gourmet tacos, tasty flatbreads, and the best brunch in the area. We're open 7 to 4 Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Also, check out our rotating menu by following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Lib's Market, a little uptown, a little downtown, a little all around.
Newcastle School of Trades has more than 70 years of experience training skilled technicians, allowing us to develop and refine our instruction methods over decades while keeping our sights set firmly on the future. We know that when you're looking for trade schools in the Pennsylvania and Ohio area, you want to find an institution with knowledgeable instructors and up-to-date equipment. Newcastle School of Trades, East Liverpool Campus. Real people, real training, real jobs. teaching America's trades since 1945. For more information, call now, 330-368-3130, or visit our website, www.nctrades.edu.
You could be driving a Honda.
You could be driving a Honda today at the Honda store in Boardman, Eastern Ohio's number one volume Honda dealership. Honda means economy and performance, and the Honda store has a great selection of brand new Hondas, plus the best certified pre-owned cars. Come in for the latest in financing, lease, and down payment options at the Honda store, Route 224 in Boardman, or go online to honda-store.com.
I love Honda.
Lib's Market Cafe and Eatery on East State Street in Salem is your one-stop shop for specialty coffee and scratch-baked pastries. Come in and try our daily specials that include our gourmet tacos, tasty flatbreads, and the best brunch in the area. We're open 7 to 4 Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Also, check out our rotating menu by following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Lib's Market, a little uptown, a little downtown, a little all around.
Newcastle School of Trades has more than 70 years of experience training skilled technicians, allowing us to develop and refine our instruction methods over decades while keeping our sights set firmly on the future. We know that when you're looking for trade schools in the Pennsylvania and Ohio area, you want to find an institution with knowledgeable instructors and up-to-date equipment. Newcastle School of Trades East Liverpool Campus. Real people, real training, real jobs. Teaching America's trades since 1945. For more information, call now, 330-368-3130, or visit our website, www.nctrades.edu.
You could be driving a Honda.
You could be driving a Honda today at the Honda store in Boardman, Eastern Ohio's number one volume Honda dealership. Honda means economy and performance, and the Honda store has a great selection of brand new Hondas, plus the best certified pre-owned cars. Come in for the latest in financing, lease, and down payment options at the Honda store, Route 224 in Boardman, or go online to honda-store.com.
Lib's Market Cafe and Eatery on
Newcastle School of Trades has more than 70 years of experience training skilled technicians, allowing us to develop and refine our instruction methods over decades while keeping our sights set firmly on the future. We know that when you're looking for trade schools in the Pennsylvania and Ohio area, you want to find an institution with knowledgeable instructors and up-to-date equipment. Newcastle School of Trades East Liverpool Campus. Real people, real training, real jobs. Teaching America's trades since 1945. For more information, call now, 330-368-3130, or visit our website, www.nctrades.edu.
You could be driving a Honda.
You could be driving a Honda today at the Honda store in Boardman, Eastern Ohio's number one volume Honda dealership. Honda means economy and performance, and the Honda store has a great selection of brand new Hondas, plus the best certified pre-owned cars. Come in for the latest in financing, lease, and down payment options at the Honda store, Route 224 in Boardman, or go online to honda-store.com.
I love Honda.
Lib's Market Cafe and Eatery on East State Street in Salem is your one-stop shop for specialty coffee and scratch-baked pastries. Come in and try our daily specials that include our gourmet tacos, tasty flatbreads, and the best brunch in the area. We're open 7 to 4 Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Also, check out our rotating menu by following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Lib's Market, a little uptown, a little downtown, a little all around.
All right. We're back. 3 minutes to go here in halftime. I really don't got much to say. Walsall, just same story last time they were here, just came in and everything's going their way.
Second verse, same as the first. The Tigers come in and shoot efficiently from the outside, clean up any of the rebounds.
Play very tight.
Pass and cut, defense. Run the court, and get a lot of layups. the Potters had no answer because they're unable to get out in transition. I will say that the Wellsville Tigers did have the Potters a little frustrated there towards the end of the first half because we had three or four straight possessions where shot quality was not very good.
That is true. A lot of turnovers by the Potters, too. Trayshawn Jackson uncharacteristically turned the ball over a few times there in the first half.
Yeah, and I believe that one of the last possessions, Roach tried to get inside. Sometimes when you get inside and you go up, Wellsville knows what's coming. You've got to have a head on a swivel. Trayshawn Jackson does a nice job when he gets inside, having his head on a swivel, knowing where the pressure is going to come from and basically attacking where the pressure comes from. Just like a quarterback that's getting blitzed, you throw where the blitzer is coming from because there should be somebody cutting into that open spot. That's where the youth of the Potters right now is shining through on some of the negative parts. They'll work their way out of it, maybe get back in this ball game. 44-27, so they're going to have to come out and shoot lights out. I don't believe we have one three-pointer. Very uncharacteristic. When you have no three-pointers and you spot the other team 5-6, that's the difference in the scoreboard.
Recipe for a long night. I mean, it's been, like you said, since Christmas.
Wow. Yeah.
I think for Christmas, the Potter basketball team gave out multiple three-pointers to whoever came in here because it doesn't matter what team shows up, but we've seen Edison come in here and light it up from outside. Wellsville, Oakland, Harrison Central twice. Buckeye even came in here and shot well that night.
Everybody,
I mean, yeah, it just...
an uncanny. Wellsville keeps the streak going.
It's like the Superdome of high school basketball right here.
I believe they had 5 or 6 three-pointers in the first half, which is the difference in the ballgame right now. The Potters will control the basketball and need to get a couple buckets and get this back down to a 10-point advantage for the Tigers. As the Potters go Reed, Jackson, Browning, Roach, O'Hara. Jackson will control the ball. Third quarter across the timeline. Heavy pressure by Nate Scott. It's man-to-man pressure by the Tigers and his work right in front of Coach Conley. Back to Browning. Swings it over to Jackson. Backdoor to Roach. Nothing doing. Jackson pulls a three from the corner, and that's
got
magic.
It.
Corner. If you can't beat him, join him. Get to the corner and shoot the three ball. Jackson, with a little bit of life, brought into this crowd as they work their way back in from a hot dog and a Coke. And it's 44-30 with 7:30 to go, third quarter, as the Potters come out on a little man-to-man defense. They look to turn the tide a little bit, but there's number 12 who answers. That's Derek Suggs, one of the Suggs brothers, who matches Trayshawn Jackson's three-pointer. And Gabe Roach almost throws it into the stands. But Reed and Roach were the only two back. Heavy pressure by number 3, Darian Suggs. The other Suggs tips it out of bounds. Jackson gets the ball passed in and will go man-to-man with Nate Scott. Third quarter, 47-30, 7 minutes. O'Hara at the top of the key works it post right side into Reed. Reed goes up, a lot of contact, but he's able to get it up and kiss it off the glass for two.
Job by Peyton
Reed. Just finding a way to get the ball up on the rim and is able to convert for two. I think we're going to see Reed with a lot of minutes here in this second half. He looks like he came to play. Roach with pressure on Scott at the top of the key. Way far away from the hoop. No threat. Jackson with pressure against Cameron Davis, who has a three-pointer. Everybody has a three-pointer. Darian Sucks looks to drive. Decides not to shoot. Works it right at the top of the key, right down Broadway, underneath to the other Suggs. Roach with the block from behind, and no whistle from my man who likes to call those blocks every other time. And the long outlet pass to Browning. Jackson back to Browning.
Nice cut,
and Browning
nice
lays it up and in for two. 47-34. One more possession like that, and Bug Thompson will get a quick timeout. But that was just good defense by the Potters there as Derek Suggs handles it up top to Nate Scott. Nate Scott swings it around. He doesn't swing around to Cameron Davis. Instead, he drives.
Oh, nice. Hoopy hoop.
Takes the contact, lays it up with the right hand and in, 49-34.
I'm sure Coach Conley said in the locker room, Wigan, we got to pick up our defensive intensity. We got to turn Wellsville over to get back in this game, so we'll see how that plays out here moving forward.
No choice to do so as Gabe Roach handles on the far side in front of Matt Handley, who's in the house tonight. Yes, he's not on the road for work. Browning with a good head fake to Reed. Reed can't catch and shoot. He head fakes, goes baseline, a lot of contact, brushes him off. Pulls up, can't get it to go, but Browning is able to tip it to Reed. who handles it. Reed goes up again. He's amidst the trees there and gets the block and the outlet pass to Scott. Scott with O'Hara. O'Hara and Sutt.
Good defense by the airport.
O'Hara, the airport, causes just enough distraction. Get rid of it. They're coming from behind. He lobs it up, and it's no good. It's picked off by Suggs, and it's quickly out ahead to number three, who pulls up for a short jumper, and he knew it was bad. He was chasing it as soon as he let it go because nobody can shoot a mid-range jump shot these days. Jackson's out ahead of the pack. Nobody can get him the ball. O'Hara crosses the timeline and does get it to Jackson. Jackson looks to pull the three. A little hop, skip, and a jump, and goes.
Nice
right
move.
Down.
Quick first step by Jack.
Post left side and goes up with a left-hand layup off of the glass for two, 49-36. I was trying to get a glimpse of the clock there, so the Potters still trail by 13, but showing a little bit of life on the offensive end, which will translate to the defensive end.
Oh, there's a good hand by
O'Hara. Roach gets...
Look at Suggs quickly with a steal. Wow.
So Roach and O'Hara combined to get a steal, and they gave it right back to three, Darian Suggs, who grabs it and lays it in. And Torma looks like he's going to check in. O'Hara gets himself to the hoop, gets it up off the rim. No good. Gets his own rebound. A lot of contact underneath and no whistle. And again, it's a two-on-one. Jackson's back. He looks to take the charge. He sets it, shuts it down, able to get a hand on it. But, man, the athleticism of the Tigers. And Matthew Rossum picks up the loose ball and scoops it in for two more. The Potters can't buy a break even when they create one. Jackson wants to get loose for a three-pointer. He shakes everybody, and he's got three guys on his arms as he drives down the lane. Nate Scott argues the call, but he actually is probably going to be the one that gets called for the foul.
Yep, it's on Scott.
So wholesale changes. Derek Suggs comes to the bench for the Tigers. Woodyard's in for the Potters. Jackson inbounds to Woodyard. Back to Jackson. From the magic corner.
I mean, we're going to call it the magic corner. That's what it is moving
almost
forward.
Almost choked on my gum. I wanted him to shoot it.
You knew it would go in.
I knew it would go in. So Jackson with two third-quarter three-pointers have the Potters still breathing a little bit of life. 53-39, 3:40 to go, down 14. But again, Wellsville just steps out. Cameron Davis and the Potters, I can't understand why they're just content to give up the three-pointer, because it's going in. Vegas odds say that it's going in. Gabe Roach drives right down the middle, loses the basketball because he's just forcing the issue too much. And the ball is kicked out of bounds by Trayshawn Jackson. A Wellsville control, 56-39, midway through the third quarter.
Wellsville very athletic. Look at this.
Yeah, sucks. Quickly to the hoop. I think the Potters were trying to figure out what defense they're in, and Coach Conley is scouring with displeasure over there. It's Jackson. Looks to try to pull the trigger, can't do it. Gets it to O'Hara. O'Hara's running the offense to Woodyard. The backdoor cut, Roach, nothing doing. Woodyard 38 feet from the hoop. Not where we want Woodyard to be handling the basketball. Kicks it to O'Hara, and our offense is putting me to sleep. O'Hara kicks it back to Torma, and the Potters need to attack. Down 19 points. O'Hara does just that.
Oh,
goes up and under.
Off
goes
the rim.
Down, no call. Back out
look
ahead
at
of
this.
The pack.
Wellsville just running the floor. Running the floor, and there's a turnover. It's getting ugly.
Hey, the Potters are falling apart right now. So it's a good thing it's not a game of the night, and it's on Facebook Live, because Wellsville's just running and gunning, and the Potters are trying to match that intensity, but instead they're throwing, you know, helter-skelter passes, and Torma's going to drive and kick it to O'Hara under control. That's in rhythm, and that's good if it goes. It's not. Woodyard cleans up the glass, goes up.
Coach Conley told the official timeout on a bucket.
Yeah.
Well, the bucket didn't go in. He still gave him the timeout. 60-30. I mean, just a minute ago, it was 12-point game, 13-point game, and just like that, 60-39, 21-point lead for the Wellsville Tigers. Potter's got no answer for what they're bringing to the table. And you know what they're bringing to the table is intensity on both sides of the ball, high pressure on defense, and they're running the floor. Like no other tonight, and it shows with a 21-point lead over the Potters. So Coach Conley, wholesale changes here. Torma will stay in. Reedy will stay in. Irvine, Neal, and George in for the Potters. Reedy will take a three. No good. Rebound, and look
nobody
at it.
Nobody back.
Get out and go. Garrett Scott all the way in. Layup.
That guy, I don't know why that guy calls that every time. It's well after the hoop.
So that'll send Scott to line for one shot. Really no contact there, but maybe after the play.
Yeah, Nate Scott, every shot he puts up, he seems to just go to the ground, and he gets that whistle from that guy every time. It converts on the free throw as well, so it's 63-39, and the Potters with a unique lineup in the basketball game right now, getting some guys some minutes with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Torma handles the ball, post left side, top of the key to Timmy Neal. Gannon, Irvine controls up top. Levi George with a backdoor cut. Irvine not even close on the pass. Picked off by Suggs. Suggs to the other end. Neal, no idea who was even running the court with him. Timmy Neal was out, filling the lane. It looked like he was on offense. The pass went to the guy behind him, and he laid it in at 65-39. Tigers. Neal at the top of the key. Kicks it to Reed. Reed to Levi George. George doesn't pull the trigger. Instead, he dribble drives in, and there's a reach at number three. Darian Sucks.
Jackson, Kidder, and Roach will check into the lineup, replacing Torma Reed and... Irvine, Neal, and Reed. So Kidder. Yep. Our fan favorite.
He'll get in there and mix it up. He'll cause a whistle one way or the other, either with a bucket, a block shot, or
Kidder,
a foul.
Kidder, left hand off the glass.
Nice.
Smooth as butter. Travis Kidder.
Puts it down. The big fundamental uses the left hand. Don't know if he's left-handed or not, but that was a very smooth in-rhythm shot. Fresh off the bench, he's got his shoes are flapping in the wind. He's anchoring the defense underneath. Wells will just continue to work it outside until they get an open three-pointer, because when they put it up, it seems to go, and Suggs is going to go right down the lane and put up a floater. Kidder comes over. This guy likes to call the body fouls. Every time a shot goes up, if someone gets hit with the body, he calls a foul. So number 12, Derek Suggs, would shoot the basketball.
Kidder frustrated. He knows that wasn't a foul. He's frustrated at the other end. Suggs makes his first.
He was really just in good position, I thought. And Suggs with a floater came. It wasn't even a set jump shot. It was a floater. He came down into Kidder. Kidder not going to lose some sleep over that one, but he takes the game serious. So, he knows he was in good position, and Torma quickly at the other end, as I'm talking, goes up with the left
nice
hand.
Floater off the glass.
Nothing
no good.
Doing. He somehow gets his own rebound to Kidder. Kidder kicks it to George. George will put up a three, and that's good.
Good from
the magic corner.
It is the magic corner. Everything goes in the left-hand corner.
We're going there after post-game, and we're going to
see if we can make
one.
It. Yep. We'll probably both make it.
Because our skill levels are that good, I understand, but that corner is just magic. In the corner three-pointer, the toughest shot in basketball, has the highest percentage rate in the field house in 2018, without a doubt. And the Potters man-to-man pressure, there's another floater by Suggs. Kidder causes a little bit of trouble. Suggs taps it out of bounds, and that'll be Potter basketball.
I thought Torma got a piece of that, but I must have been wrong. Potter ball.
So Torma, Jackson, Roach. Roach with the inbound. Oh, I lost track of time on the clock. There must have been 1 second left on the clock, so the buzzer sounds in the background. And a disappointing third period for your Potters. And unless there's a fifth period, it's not looking good for the Potters. 67-44, down 23, half of their total.
How many do we have at halftime? 27?
Oh, yeah, 44-27.
So
we're averaging 17.
17.
15 to 17 points at a quarter. The only problem is
Wells will
average 22.
22 and 22 and some change. Potters better shoot the lights out here in the fourth quarter to make this a game. But other than that, Wellsville again came in here and took care of business tonight.
The Potters looked, they didn't look like they had their stuff together out of the gate. one of the hard things I think the Potters are struggling right now, and it's probably, you know, admittedly by Coach Conley, is hard to find a rhythm lineup.
Right.
When you have a short bench, you know, sometimes it's not hard to find a rhythm lineup, but when you have a long bench right now, or some guys, you know, coming back from injury, or some guys playing their way into the lineup, you got to get them some minutes and find out who's the hot hand. But by the time we find out who the hot hand is, we're down 23 points fourth quarter on a Tuesday night. Potter Fieldhouse as Suggs, the Suggs is. There's a lot of Suggs on the court. Roach comes away with a basketball, and he's going to push it quickly, and there's a foul by a Suggs. Maybe another foul by a Suggs. No call as Roach looks like he's
frustrated,
forcing it just a little bit and not getting any calls. So the Potters will retreat into a 1-3-1 matchup zone. Kidder is not shying away from contact in the high post. He's trying to cause a little frustration with number zero, Cameron Davis, who kicks it to Scott. Scott to Suggs. Suggs back to Scott. Kicked by Torma. We'll reset the shot clock. Potters will go in a 1-3-1 defense.
I like what Kidder brings.
Kidder, I like what he brings. High IQ. Very high IQ. He's in the post, banging with Cameron Davis a little bit, leaning on him, trying to cause a little bit of a turnover. There's going to be a pass into the corner to Suggs, who skips it to Scott. Scott doesn't shoot the three. They're looking to guy go high post. Kidder's not going to let him have high post. They're just going to play a two-man game. As Torma pressures the basketball up top, no three-pointer by Suggs. That's Derek Suggs and Darian Suggs. Inside is Cameron Davis, who goes up, and Kidder caused him to take that shot because he goaded him into it for the last 5 minutes. Torma quickly out ahead.
Way to run the floor. Torma
goes up. The lefty kisses it off the glass and gets 267-46. Potters on a streak. They're running away. 2-0 run for the Potters. They need a bit another defensive stand. Travis Kidder looking to be the one that's going to make it happen in the middle as he pushes and shoves, but no. I ain't
Suggs again
it.
From three. Wow.
Derek Suggs steps out and nails a three-pointer. I mean, I don't watch a lot of NBA basketball or a lot of college basketball, but maybe we should make the three-point line a little longer because everything seems to be going in nowadays. Out ahead of the packs, Roach. Roach is going to go one-on-one with Davis. Davis is going to bump him. That guy usually calls every bump, but he doesn't call this bump. 70-48, 6:05 to go. Gabe Roach on the board. The scoreboard is working.
Seven points
for Roach.
Quiet night tonight. Jackson.
Storm of pressure on the ball. Jackson jumps the pass beautifully. Torma goes down to the ground, and if you fall to the ground, that guy's going to call the foul.
Yeah. Good job by Torma.
So Torma felt the contact, went to the ground because he knew he had lost control of the basketball. So Potters will side inbound as Tristan Tinkle checks into the ball game for zero, Cameron Davis. Cameron Davis upset because Kidder giving him the business. Listen, so Kidder able to frustrate Cameron Davis just in the 2 minutes that he's in the game. Maybe somebody needs to take a page out of his book and they need to start getting into some grills.
There's ball movement by the Potters.
Their magic corner.
Nobody misses from the left-hand corner. It's a field house.
It makes no sense. It makes no sense. I'm going to let Jimmy Joe Savage shoot one from the corner and see if it goes in.
Potters cut it to 19. And we'll take a quick 30-second timeout here. 70-51 Wallsville in the fourth quarter.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Are you tired of, well, being tired? It may be time to change the way you sleep. At Tri-County Mattress by Appointment, we don't have pushy salespeople with agendas or markup prices for blowout sales. Our strategy is simple. Give us a text or call us to set up an appointment. Pick out a mattress from our large inventory, then take it home or have it delivered. Did we mention all of our mattress sets are 50 to 80% off? Call for an appointment today. 330-886-2660. Or stop by during the week from 9 to 3. Tri-County Mattress by Appointment. Save time, save money, sleep better.
Ludwig called me last night. I was like, hey, I'm in.
All right, we're back. 70-51. Wellsville, 19-point lead for the Tigers here at the Fieldhouse. Otters.
What was it at halftime?
40-27, right? Yeah, 13 at half, and it's 19 here in the fourth quarter.
So Jackson back in the game, Roach back in the game, Torma, George getting some minutes, getting his sea legs under him a little bit here in the fourth quarter, ready for the tournament play, which I believe starts next week.
It does.
Backdoor cut there, beautiful pass.
No, it doesn't. What's today? It's a 2 week.
Is it?
It's the 27th of February, so weeks from today. It'll start.
Do we know where that game is on the 27th?
It is here at the Fieldhouse against the Beaver, local Beavers.
All right. I believe I'll be out
nice
of town.
Nice backdoor pass by Torman and Jackson.
72-53, 4:40, fourth quarter. Suggs handles it, kicks it to 24, who didn't see any time in the third period. That's Brandon Patterson, who's out there with the other Suggs, Scott and Tristan Hinkle. The Potters are in a man-to-man defense. Wellsville content just to run the pass and the cut, until someone breaks down and there's a back door, which there was. The coaching staff wanted him to see it.
Didn't see it.
He didn't see it. So they reset at the top. Suggs with the pass, Suggs with the cut, goes up. A good defense by Logan Torma. Levi George tackled by two Tigers, no call. A lot of contact, even on the layup, put back by Darian Suggs. He gets the bucket, but he gets no harm. Goes up and adds two to the total. Roach will attack Wellsville on the man-to-man defense as well with just under 4 minutes to go. It's a formality in the scorebook, but the Potters need to take something out of this ballgame by running the offense and picking up a little intensity there. Isaiah Browning hard to the hoop. Contact, no foul. Goes
there
up.
We go.
Probably less contact on that shot, but they do call the foul. So Browning gets the hoop and the harm, and that'll be on Tristan Hinkle, who has just been the guy in the wrong place at the wrong time tonight when Isaiah Browning has the basketball, because Isaiah Browning's given him the head fake two or three times and drawn his third foul. So Browning will shoot two as the Potters trail by 19.
Shoot one.
Hoop in the harm. The 74-56 Wellsville Tigers, 3:33, clock moving. Some of the Potter faithful have funneled their way out to the parking lot. Jackson,
good hands by Jackson.
Good hands on Suggs. Gets the poke away, but he's able to control it over to Scott. Scott with a tip by Torma. George kicks it out to Torma. It's Torma and Browning against Hinkle. Torma trips over the timeline and goes down on the ground, so that left Browning all alone, one-on-one against Hinkle, and he travels before he puts up the shot.
I don't think old Chippy Ray blew his whistle tonight.
No.
These old guys like Cohen and
money.
Chippy Ray.
Hey, I asked if you could referee when you were old.
Apparently, that'll be you out there.
Apparently you can just walk up the court, not blow your whistle. Make it easy. Scott with a pull-up jump shot from the free throw line. It's one of his few misses. Roach with the rebound gets it out ahead to Jackson. Jackson's going to step back and shoot a three. Nope, he's going to kick it to Torma. Chippy Ray fouls him, and he makes it anyway. So he gets the hoop and the harm.
Otters cut it
to
15.
Three-pointer good.
2:45 to go, fourth quarter.
So Wellsville a little lackluster with the basketball. Roach almost could have got a turnover there. The Potters do get a turnover, 4-for-3. Trey hit that. Get it to 12. Boom. No, it's off the back of the rim. I was rooting for it to go in. Foreman was rooting for it to go in.
And he picks
so
up
he goes
a foul.
After the foul off of the missed three-pointer. I don't have a real bad problem with that shot, even though Roach was open
wide
underneath
open, yeah.
For the easy deuce. It would have cut it to
12. Would have cut it to 12.
Cut it to 12. Just doesn't go. So the Potters with 2:32, still trail by 15. Need a couple more turnovers and a couple more threes by Jackson. And here comes the trap. Torma and Nate Conley trap him right on the baseline. He gets out of the trap.
Roach has got it.
Roach ahead to
Jackson. Gets it out to Jackson.
Jackson's going to give him the head fake. Nope.
Wow, great hustle.
Cameron Davis.
By Cameron Davis.
Cameron
for
Davis
Wellsville.
Tracks it down and is able to get the steal there. Jackson just was unable to get the ball up quick enough.
Davis strips it low, which
Davis
you always talk about.
That's why you always strip the basketball low.
Oh, inbound pass. Stolen by Cameron Davis. Out to Suggs. Look at the Wellsville Tigers run the floor.
Yeah, Tigers, they just get out and go. Forman was unable to catch up. So 76-59, 2 minutes to go. 2-minute warning in this ball game. Levi George with a good head fake, kicks it to Torma. Torma says, "Y'all give me three more," but it doesn't go this time. That shot came out a little flat. The Tigers are out and running, and Isaiah Browning lets the Tigers have an easy layup there, but he misses it, kicks it out. Gabe Roach on the heavy dribble pressure. 24 kicks it to Hinkle in the corner, who doesn't shoot the three. 24, I believe, is Rawson. Patterson.
Rawson's the long-haired kid. This
Patterson.
Patterson, yep.
So Brandon Patterson is just going to work it around the perimeter with Scott. Scott gets inside. Jackson gives him a little bump, and that's exactly what I would do if I was down 82 points with a minute 26 left and someone cut to the hoop. I'd give him a chuck as well.
Going to call that
nothing,
on the floor.
Nothing dirty, just a little...
little bump.
A little bump. A little shoulder bump by Jackson. Hinkle will go to the bench. Tigers inbounds. They run a set play. It comes into the new end of the ball game, 33. We'll get him a little press time.
Oh, look at Jackson getting dirty, but Suggs comes away with it.
Jeremy Barton goes up and off the
scores.
Gets 2 points.
Suggs drops a dime on him. I don't even think he knew that pass was coming until it hit his gut.
Just had his hands out and it went in. Jackson's going to try to pull a trigger. Scott with a lot of hand checking to Torma. Torma doesn't shoot it this time. There's a foul. Another good head fake. The Potter practices have to consist of a lot of head fakes because we stay disciplined for the most part on the defensive end with a head fake, and we use it to our advantage on the offensive end. As Browning will shoot two, and he's looked good from the free throw line tonight.
He's got a good stroke, good foul shooting stroke.
Very fundamentally sound basketball player pours in the first free throw. Levi George will go to the bench for the freshman, Cameron Beverly. The second free throw is up. The second free throw is good by Browning.
Former Potter point guard Ricky Derringer, his son Eli, checking into the game for the Wellsville Tigers. Garrett Scott gets a standing ovation from the Wellsville Tiger fans. Eli Derringer. Steal by Jackson. And a steal by Suggs. And a steal by Jackson.
Yeah. Suggs, I think, thought he was going to go over and back. And for some reason, threw an ill-advised pass. There was a turnover with 40 seconds to go. 78-63, and the Potters are going to press and try to get a turnover here. Jackson goes for the steal. Roach gets the steal. There's a foul. No call. Roach kicks it to Jackson. Jackson leads it up and in for 278-65. Tigers.
Not enough time left to cut away at this lead.
Patterson's going to go right down Broadway and kick it over to number 33.
He's hot.
Who checks in and gets two buckets. Just by being in the right place at the right time, and Cameron Beverly let him have that one instead of fouling. Torma doesn't shoot the three. Jackson will. Should have went to the corner. Instead, he misses from the top of the key. 80-65 will be your final here tonight as time expires. Potter Fieldhouse. Ottawa to wrap up on this one.
No, Wig. Tonight it was same story. All Wellsville Tigers. So, not... like you said, not really much to say. Wellsville, pretty much the same game plan that they had coming in here the first time, and Jackson being on the floor for the Potters really makes no difference tonight as Wellsville handles business and hands us an 80-65 loss. Folks, it'll be a two-week break until you hear us again, and we'll be back here for the sectional game against our rival Beaver Local Beavers. From the Fieldhouse, 80-65 final, Wellsville Tigers take care of business. For Anson Wigan, I'm Tommy Pease, folks. Have a good night.
You have been kidding.